This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. And now for our series, Beautiful City, places to go in Atlanta to get away from Atlanta. Today, we go to North Buckhead. Despite being one of Atlanta's most affluent communities, it actually has less park space than any other neighborhood. But its residents are working to change that by developing some of the hidden and unused spaces around them. WABE's Stephanie Stokes has the story of one of these parks, the Mountain Way Common.
It's a little after 5 p.m. on a weekday, and in North Buckhead, there's plenty of traffic, especially along the Georgia 400 overpass just south of where the toll plaza used to be. You also have MARTA trains running right down the middle of the highway every 10 minutes or so. It's loud, it's hectic, and if you're looking to relax, it's probably the last place you'd want to be. But as I learned from Dan Weedy, a Buckhead resident, it just depends on where you're standing. Directly below that busy overpass, underneath all the traffic, is actually a park.
What we're looking at now is largely Georgia Department of Transportation surplus land underneath Georgia 400. It's in the middle of this gorgeous gorge with a beautiful creek running through it and tremendous tree canopy.
What Weedy is showing me is Atlanta's newest park. It's called the Mountain Way Common. He's president of a group supporting the space. Right now, it's just a simple trail that stretches alongside the creek and ends at an open area under the overpass. When I was there, the sun was passing through the columns of the bridge and hitting the tops of the trees. And while I could hear the cars and trains passing above us, it actually felt very peaceful.
It is really a special place in the middle of the city. The people that are familiar with this area have commented they just feel like they are in the middle of the North Georgia Mountains.
But this wasn't always a place where people felt at ease. Not too long ago, Mountain Way Common was just neglected land. So overgrown with invasive species, you couldn't see the creek at all. And Weedy said many people in the neighborhood wouldn't go near it.
Just felt like the dark forest. And if people can't see sight lines and things, they just felt uncomfortable. And so particularly women in the neighborhood just said, I don't go by there. It kind of creeps me out. I can't put my finger on it. It just feels unsafe.
Then one day, their fears became a reality. A female jogger was attacked near the space. And for Weedy, that was enough. He decided something needed to be done. The land was in the middle of their neighborhood. He wanted it to be a place their community could enjoy. So he got his neighbors on board.
It was a little bit of urban activism where we weren't really asking for anybody's permission. We were showing up. We were showing up with machetes and loppers and saws. And we were going to start clearing some sight lines.
That was about 4 years ago now. Since then, as many as 800 volunteers have joined them in cleaning up the space. And they've worked with city and state officials to make the park legitimate. While it's still in progress, they've come a long way from the overgrown valley under the overpass. Weedy now hopes it will become a place where neighbors can come and meet, a place for community. And it's pretty close to being just that. On this particular afternoon, there was an event at the park. Families came out to meet the goats that have been clearing out kudzu and other invasive species from the space. Probably 100 or so people were gathered right there under Georgia 400. Kids were playing in the goat pen as their parents watched from the sides, and that's where I met Evan and Leah Ponce, who live nearby. They're really happy about the new space.
We can walk on the neighborhood streets, and it's taken an area that's been nothing and turning it into something great, so we're very excited.
Right next to them was Sarah, their daughter, who seemed most excited about the goats.
I think it's great. I think it's awesome and cool, because they're clearing it.
Mariana Lee was also there helping. She's lived in the neighborhood for 20 years.
You know, it's a nice place to gather. I've met some new people, some new families that have moved in areas of the neighborhood that I hadn't really, been around or walked through in a while. And so this is another very needed park.
And that's the thing. Plenty of people in North Buckhead have big lawns, backyards with trees, but those green spaces aren't public. They're not places where you can meet your neighbors. That's what really makes Mountain Way Common different. It's a communal space, even if it's under a busy highway. Here's Dan Weedy again.
It's amazing what places in Atlanta, sort of the secret, the hidden places that have value, and if just a little bit of care, a little bit of attention can be a very special place, very unique place.
And Weedy believes any neighborhood could create these kinds of spaces. But he'll be the first to tell you that no one can do it on their own. You're gonna need your neighbor's help. For WABE, I'm Stephanie Stokes.
On our website, we have some photos of the Mountain Way Common Park. There are a few of the neighborhood event and one picture of the sun passing through the overpass in the evening. You can find those at wabe.org/citycafe. This story was part of our series about places to get away from Atlanta while in Atlanta. Beautiful City is made possible by a grant from the Candida Fund and through a partnership with Park Pride, celebrating 25 years of more and better parks for Atlanta. And we'd like to hear from you. Where do you go in Atlanta to get away from it all? Why not tell us about it? Join or start a conversation about this story online. You can leave your comments at the bottom of the page, and who knows, your favorite spot might be featured on the next Beautiful City.